Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm on the phone today, and I'll be back in the recording studio next week. And I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and now the new year is just ahead. And today, I want to talk about the annual cabinet luncheon that we've been having for more than 40 years. It all started with President Ronald Reagan's cabinet in 1981. And Vice President Bush led our team of 12 of us for our first cabinet luncheon at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, D.C. And for 3 or 4 years, we did that in December before Christmas. And then collectively, we just decided to expand it to include cabinet members from both parties that had served other presidents before us. And that increased the crowd attending, and both parties loved it. In those early days, we would have a luncheon speaker. Marshall Coyne, owner of the hotel, served as the chairman of the event. And after a few years, Mr. Coyne passed away. But we were not going to give it up. I took control and led the event. We moved the luncheon to the Blair House right beside the White House. And attendance has been strong in the range of 50s and 60s. We've had some great speakers, including Justice of the Supreme Court. But the recent years, instead of a speaker, we've asked each cabinet member to make a prediction. Now, some are very serious and some are just funny. Our cabinet luncheon this year was December the 3rd. Over the years, I've chaired it, but I had some really great help this year. Former Ag Secretary Dan Glickman and Secretary Elaine Chao got the predictions from each attendee. I'll tell you about some of those predictions in the next week or two. But right now, here are some predictions from 2019, 2 years ago, because of COVID. We missed 2020, and that's the only miss in 40 years. Here's a prediction. Secretary Bob McDonald, Army will beat Navy. Well, he was right last year in 1900. I predicted this year that Army would beat Navy, and I was disappointed. 2019 predictions, Barbara Franklin said, next year is the 100th anniversary of the amendment that gave women the right to vote. We shall be cheering. And they did that time. Administrator Andrew Wheeler, he said, next year is the 50th anniversary of EPA's founding. EPA will announce a new conference center named after the former ambassador William Ruckelshaus, who just passed away. Now, two years ago, I predicted we'll get a trade agreement phase one deal with China, and we did. That was great. I'll make one more prediction today. I predict President Biden will make a deal with Russian President Putin to avoid a Russian war to take over Ukraine. I think he can do it. He certainly should do it. I'll talk about that in detail next week. And I am John Block, out of town, but I'll be back next week.